Greetings to everyone joining us for a new episode of the European Hoops Podcast. We cover the EuroLeague and the top FIBA events. I am André, and with me, our basketball expert, Diogo Valente.
Hi, André. Hi, guys. Hope everything is okay with y'all. We are here for another episode of the European Hoops Podcast. Hopefully, you guys stay with us and tune in for the rest of our episodes. André, let us know, man. What are we talking about today?
Today, we will continue our special series previewing every single team of the EuroLeague. And today we bring you Monaco and Alba. Diogo, are you ready to break down what to expect from both of these teams?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think these two teams are going to be very exciting next season. And Monaco coming off a historic season for them. So I'm ready, man. Let's get into it.
As our countdown to the start of the EuroLeague season continues, we keep bringing you episodes every day from Monday to Thursday. We will go over all the 18 teams, and in the end, we will have a 10th episode where we will be previewing what to expect from the EuroLeague season as a whole, bringing you our power rankings and what we expect to see from each of the teams. We start today with Monaco. Monaco that kept the head coach, Sasa Obradovic. They kept Mike James. They kept Matthew Strazel, Jordan Lloyd, Eli Okobo, Alpha Diallo, Blosso Game, John Brown III, Donta Hall, Monte Yunus, and to that very strong core, and that brings continuity to a team that has been raising in the EuroLeague. They were able to add Jaite for the front court. They were able to add Corneli. They were able to add the wing defender that we wanted to see them adding and the wing player that we wanted to see them adding on Terry Tarpey. And on top of all of this, they added Kemba Walker. So let's start with the guards and let's start with Kemba Walker. And what do you expect him to bring to this elite backcourt where he will be playing alongside Mike James, Jordan Lloyd, Eli Okobo? How do they fit all of these guys together? And what do you expect to see from Kemba Walker?
Well, this team is stacked, first of all. I mean, they were already a great team last year. And I think these additions make a lot of sense for what they needed. So I think Monaco had an amazing offseason. When it comes to Kemba, I don't think he's going to be like a superstar like he was in the NBA. Obviously, physically, I don't think he's at that stage of his career anymore. But I do think he can provide them some good 15 to 20 minutes any given game. And I think he's going to be amazing in those minutes. In a reserve role, I think he will be able to strive. And with a guy like Mike James or even Jordan Lloyd or Eli Okobo, the pressure is not all on him to create. He has these guys to support him and to help him in those aspects. So I think Kemba will fit very well here. They have a guard-oriented system since last year. So I think he will fit in quite well. It's just a matter of how Coach Obradovic will manage their minutes. But I think they will rest some guys, especially in the domestic games. So I believe they'll be able to manage it right.
So let's imagine that you are Coach Obradovic for 1 minute. Who is starting?
Okay, I think I would start Mike James. And, I mean, Jordan Lloyd now is hurt, but I would start Mike James and Jordan Lloyd. I think after what Mike has been able to do in EuroLeague all of these past seasons, I think he is the best player on that team. And at this moment, I have to see how Kemba is because we haven't seen him play in a long time. So I would probably go with Mike James ahead of him. But I think at all times, they're going to have two of these four players on the court once Jordan Lloyd comes back, of course. But I think two of these guys will be on the court at all times and they will play together a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I will also start Mike James and Jordan Lloyd. I think are the two players that make more sense to be the starters between this group of players. But picking on several things that you said, they will have at all times two of these players on the court, and at some times they will have three of them, as we saw them doing in the past. Now they just have even
for
more
sure.
Power to add there. So we will have them having two or three players at all times on this court. You mentioned Kemba giving them at least around 20 minutes per game. More important than that, we will have 40 minutes a game of Mike James or Kemba Walker on the court. And it's brilliant. It will be a pleasure to watch. A big thing with
Absolutely.
Kemba is how good physically he is at this moment. And that's something that we will wait to see once the season starts. But I don't think that matters all that much. We have seen how the EuroLeague season gives to some players advantages because of having a smaller load of games. And with the new rules on the French League, I'm imagining that some of these players won't be playing the French League, will play just the EuroLeague. And because of that, I think Kemba will have enough time to rest and to recover between EuroLeague games. And we will have a very, very high-level Kemba and a player that we will be able to be a difference maker game after game. And I'm extremely excited to see this. We joke here on the podcast about you being the guard play guy. And we both love it because that's high level of basketball. And it's fast and it's a lot of firepower. And guarding this group of players will be insanely hard. When we were recapping the season of Monaco, we spoke about how they have been progressing from winning the Euro Cup, from making it to the playoffs in the first season that they were part of the EuroLeague, from reaching the Final Four. Can they achieve more? And I think that they have a stronger group of players heading into this season. I don't know if they are favorites. We will get to that when we preview the whole league. But they are up there and they are very close to that level to be competing for an EuroLeague title, that's for sure. Let's continue and let's look at the wing players where they added Terry Tarpey. Was this the player that they needed?
I'm not sure if this is the exact player they needed, Terry Tarpey, but it was for sure a guy like him. So I believe this is a very good add for Monaco. I think he is a nice wing defender that can give them high quality minutes. And he can help them a lot. And he's not going to demand the ball. He's not going to demand the score. He'll just make winning plays and defend at a high level. So I think that guy is like a perfect glue guy for all the talent that they have. And I think he's going to be very important for them.
One of the weaknesses of this team last year was the shooting and the three-point shooting. And Tarpey, while he's able, a three-point shooter, he's not a volume three-point shooter. I wonder if they could have tried to address this position with someone that could provide that and be a volume spot-up shooter that Tarpey might not be the type of player. But at the same time, he's a very efficient player. And I think that he will be able to add to this team on both sides of the court. And having Tarpey, Diallo, and John Brown to defend the wing position and to defend the forward positions.
This is crazy.
It's very, very high level and it's elite. And it's something that will certainly be helping Monaco during this season. But let's continue looking to the players that join this team. And Corneli and Jaite are the two men missing. What do you think that they will be adding to this Monaco roster?
Okay, well, first of all, I think Corneli was the best signing from Monaco and one of the best signings in all of EuroLeague offseason. And why is because with a team as stacked as Monaco is at the guard spot, I think they need a big man who can stretch the floor and open up the court for them to drive and to create. And Corneli, in my opinion, is one of the best shooting bigs in EuroLeague. And I think he has enough size to play the five if it's necessary. So I think he's going to fit perfectly with these guys playing at the guard spot like Kemba, Mike James, Okobo, and Jordan Lloyd. And then I think Jaite, he will just help them on the big man rotation, giving them different looks from Dante Hall and Monty Unas. And I think he's going to help them a lot as well. They are stacked, man. Like, this team is crazy. I really think they're going to have an amazing season. They have a great team.
Yeah, you are just on point with Corneli's ability to stretch the floor, how important that can be to them. Because Kemba brings shooting, Corneli brings shooting, and they can have very different looks on the floor. They can play with Corneli at the five, they can play with Monty Unas at the five, they can play with Dota Hall at the five, they can play with Jaite at the five, they can play with combinations of two of those players, they can play with John Brown, with Tarpey, with Diallo, they can go big, they can go small, they can go guard heavy, they have depth every single position on the court, they have depth. They will be an extremely competitive team. I think that they need to be up there as potential contenders for this EuroLeague season, and that's where we will get to next. How high do you think that they can go?
How high they can go? Championship. Will I pick them to win? Probably not. But I do think they are contenders to win the championship, because this roster is insane. I really like the fit. I like the depth. I think this is a very good team, and I think they have a chance to win the EuroLeague championship this season.
I just have one thing to add to that. That is, it's not only the fit, but it's also the flexibility. They can have so many different fits and they can show so Absolutely. Many different challenges to the other teams. And they can do it on both sides of the court because they have good defenders across the board. They can have a five-man lineup with Okobo, Lloyds. I'm just picking and choosing here with Diallo, with John Brown, with, for example, Jaita at the five. They can just pick and choose what they want to do, and they can just present so many challenges. And besides that, like, Obradovic will just have, he has so many choices that they can, he can just keep looking for whatever is working in any given night. They almost are not allowed to have a bad night because the depth is so big that someone needs to be having a good night in any given day.
Exactly, exactly. I think Monaco, in terms of what they needed, like Tarpe and Corneli are those two guys that I really think address everything Monaco needed for this upcoming season. So adding Kemba and Jaita, I mean, that's just a luxury that they can afford. So I think they did a great job this offseason and they're going to be legit next season.
I'm very excited to see how far they can go. And I also have them in the contenders bucket. I think that they will be one of the teams that will be fighting to win it all. But the competition is high and deep. And let's look into another team that is maybe in a different stage. They are a younger team and they are a team that are looking to improve, and maybe their goal will be to fight for a play-in run. But they are also an interesting team that have many intriguing young players that we are certainly excited about here on the European Hoops podcast, and that's Alba Berlin. The head coach will be Israel Gonzalez. He will continue after last season. They kept players like Ziga Samar, Gabriel Porchida, Jonas Thiemann, Tim Schneider, Yanni Wetzel. They kept Luis Olinde and Komadje, but they were able to add very intriguing players in Matteo Spagnolo, Sterling Brown, Matt Thomas, and Justin Bean. How high you rank Spagnolo on the point guards of the future in Europe?
Well, he is certainly an interesting prospect for the future. I think he has a bright future, especially if we're talking about the EuroLeague level. And I think he's going to be able to help them right now. So I'm very excited to see this Alba Berlin team this next season. They are young. They have an interesting roster. This is one of the teams I'm most excited to watch. And it starts with these two young guys, with Spagnolo and Procida. Obviously, the people that followed us last season, they know how big of a fans we are from Procida. And I think Spagnolo is right there with them. I think these two guys are both very exciting prospects, and I'm very, very curious to see them play together.
Procida and Spagnolo are high-level prospects, but they are also turning into high-level players. I think that Spagnolo is the point guard that will start for this team, at least as the roster is constructed right now. Do you expect to see him structured and have already a big role, and do you think he's prepared for it?
I hope so, and I do think he's prepared for it. I think he can provide some high-level minutes to this team already from the jump. And I think it's going to be important for his growth too. I think he needs those minutes to make mistakes and to grow as a player. So I believe this season will be very important for him.
We saw it last season, and we saw it with Italy during the World Cup and the preparation for the World Cup. And Spagnolo and Procida are looking like two players that are ready to give a jump and become the stars in the EuroLeague that they can be. There will be bumps and bruises on the way. There will be highs and lows. That's as it always goes. But they are two very exciting players, and this can be a huge opportunity for Matteo Spagnolo that I think he will be ready to take advantage of it. But let's now look at the wings that they added to this team on Sterling Brown and Matt Thomas. They brought experience, they brought two players with NBA reps. How well do you think that they will be fitting in this young team, and how much do you think they will be able to give to this Alba team? But also, do you think that they can elevate this Alba team to a play-in contending team?
I think they can elevate the quality of this team overall. Whether they can get to the play-in, we're going to discuss that a bit later. But I do think they make them better, of course. And I believe, most importantly, that they complement each other very well, because Matt Thomas, obviously we know, is an elite shooter. And Sterling Brown is a very good defender who is also able to knock down shots from three. So, and these two guys with NBA experience, and Matt Thomas with a little bit of EuroLeague experience as already, I think these two guys are going to be very important to help Alba grow, which I think has to be their goal year by year, just be better each year. And I believe these two guys will be a big part of that and will help them be better than last season.
For me, it comes down to the shooting. Like, having two consistent shooters and two high-level shooters that will be respected will open the court to players like Spagnuolo and Procida to be able to perform, to play, and to have more freedom. And I think that's where they will be helping the most. And at the same time, we will continue to see Matt Thomas and Sterling Brown growing inside of the EuroLeague. And I think they are set to have a very, very good season with this team. To end our player previews and our additions, we are missing Justin Bean. How good of a player he is, for the people that don't know him, what can they expect from him in this season for Alba?
Well, I think the people that's going to love him the most is Alba fans, because he is a high energy guy. He gives everything Absolutely. He has, high IQ. Yeah, you can expect him to play high level defense, to jump on loose balls. Everything that's about effort, he brings that. And I think that's very important for a young team. I think he's going to set the tone for them defensively and just fighting for loose balls, fighting for every rebound. I think he's a very high IQ player who is mostly a power forward, but he is able to defend multiple positions, and he's a big energy guy, and Alba fans are going to love him for sure.
Is Alba set to do better this season? How much can they raise on the standings?
I think they can raise a couple spots. I mean, they were one of the worst teams last year, we know that. But with these additions and with one more year on Procida and Spagnuolo as well, I think this team is going to be very exciting. I'm very curious to see a lineup of Spagnuolo, Procida, Matt Thomas, Sterling Brown, and Thiemann. And of course, Justin Bean can be in that lineup as well. I think this is going to work out very nicely for them. They have versatility. They have guys like Sterling Brown who can play multiple positions. They have shooting. The Thiemann can also come out and shoot. He had a great World Cup with Germany. I believe this team will be much better, and I think they're going to be very competitive. I don't think they make the playoffs, but maybe they can be in the hunt for a play-in spot, even though it's going to be hard because we know how stacked the EuroLeague is this year. But I think they're going to be a very interesting team, and they're going to be in the fight for the play-in for sure.
I think that once again, they will be a very intriguing team to watch and an enticing team to watch. They will probably play again at a fast pace and be looking to score a bunch. So that will give them a fighting chance to have some upsets during this EuroLeague season, as they had last season as well, even if their personnel is slightly different for this edition of the EuroLeague. I don't expect them to race as much in the standings. It's not because I don't think their team is better, and that speaks lots about the level of the EuroLeague. I think their team has improved. I think that they will be a very entertaining team to watch. They have some of the most exciting prospects to be tracking and to be following during this season. The problem is that the teams around them also got better, and we just previewed on our previous episode Panathinaikos. And if you guys haven't heard our previous episode, we already went over what to expect from Real Madrid, from Asvel, from Panathinaikos and Olympiacos. And some of the teams that were below them also got better, and some of them we expect to be in contention. And the other teams that we are missing to preview, they didn't got any worse. So it's very hard for Alba to climb the standings with such a young team. But for the Alba fans, I do expect them to be a very, very enticing team to watch their games, to follow, and to cheer for during this EuroLeague season.
Yeah, I think they're going to be better for sure. It's like you said, they might be a bit too young and inexperienced to reach those heights. But I think they can be very competitive. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were like in the top 15 fighting for a play-in spot, because as we know, like last year, it was like four or five teams that didn't make the playoffs. They were like one game away. So it's going to be very close, the fight for the play-in. And I think they could be in that mix. If they don't, it's just because of they're being too young and inexperienced. But they have the potential for it, I believe.
If they are able to keep this core together and grow this core together, they are due to have some highs ahead within the next EuroLeague seasons. This takes us to the end of this episode. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and to follow us on Twitter at Ethos EuroLeague. I remind you guys that until the start of the EuroLeague season, while we are in countdown and waiting for the start of the EuroLeague season, we will bring you episodes every day from Monday to Thursday. So make sure to tune in for us. And as always, I will be talking with you guys soon.
Bye, guys. See you on next episode.